New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will lead a minute's silence today, 1 week on from the deadly eruption of the Whakaari White Island volcano. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will visit New Zealand today following confirmation that another Australian has died from their injuries, bringing the overall death toll to 16. Meanwhile, the nearby coastal town of Whakatane is mourning the loss of two locals killed in the tragedy. Anne Tolley is the Deputy Speaker of New Zealand's Parliament and a member for the East Coast. She now joins us from Whakatane, which falls in her electorate. Anne Tolley, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
As I mentioned, it's now been 7 days since the eruption at White Island. What's the mood in the town today?
Well, it's still a very sombre mood. We did have our Christmas celebrations over the weekend with a Christmas parade and then Christmas in the park. But I think everyone is aware of the tragedy that continues to unfold. And despite the fact that we're heading very close into Christmas, the town's still reeling from the shock of what's happened.
Well, two people from Whakatane were killed by the eruption. The second victim has just been identified. They were both tour guides. How Yes. are they being remembered?
Well, and there's still another two that are injured with burns. So it's there's a welfare centre wrapping itself around the families. And the people, I mean, it's a small community, and so the family are getting a lot of support from the community itself. I know the mayor and the chief executive themselves have been visiting families, although the families of the two injured, one's in Hutt, which is close to Wellington, the capital, and the other's in Middlemore in Auckland. So the families are centred around those hospitals supporting those two young people.
And we saw an outpouring of grief and flowers being presented near the gates to the port last week. Is that continuing?
Yes, and people are gathering. The marae that's very close is open, and people are going in there and going through the grieving process and adding their support. The local iwi, Ngāti Awa, have been just magnificent, and that marae is open to all. Of course, they have great facilities and an excellent sort of social services system that just provides support to anyone and everyone, visitors as well as locals.
Now, I mentioned that Jacinda Ardern's cabinet will be holding its own minute of silence later today, and she's encouraging the country to join in. Is that national support helping people in town deal with the trauma of this event? Do they feel supported by the rest of the country?
Oh, I think so. Certainly everyone will. It's 11 minutes past two our time. On Saturday during the Christmas parade in Whakatane, there was also a minute's silence at midday. So, yes, I think the town feels that it's been well supported. We've had the Prime Minister here. We've had several cabinet ministers in and out. We've got the Deputy Commissioner of Police has been managing the process. We've got the Navy in here. So there's certainly been a great deal of support provided to try and recover the last two bodies, but also to support the systems on the ground, making sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed.
And there is another attempt, I think, to locate those two missing bodies today. Have police sort of given an indication of how much effort they're going to put into that during this week?
Oh, they're really determined to get them if they possibly can. The weather isn't helping. There's quite big swells out around the island, and of course, there's a storm approaching. So I understand the Navy divers are out this morning, but, really, really putting a lot of effort into getting those last two bodies returned so that brings some comfort and closure to the families.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne will be in New Zealand today. What would you like to hear from her?
Oh, I think it's tremendous that she's said that she's coming and offering support. I think that's all that anyone can do at the moment.
This morning I'm speaking with Anne Tolley. She's the Deputy Speaker of New Zealand's Parliament and a member for the East Coast, which includes the town of Whakatane. And just going to, I guess, the sort of looking a little bit further ahead for the local community. Of course, tourism is a key local industry. Has there been a downturn since last week, and is there a worry about the impact on local businesses going forward?
Well, there is. Of course, approaching the busiest time of the year, the population of Whakatane grows considerably over the Christmas New Year period, and a lot of those holidaymakers want to go and either fish around White Island, dive, or just generally out on the water. So there is a fear. I mean, currently the iwi have placed Arahui, which is a forbidden people to go into the water right along the coastline as a mark of respect. And so, you know, as we head into that holiday period, it is a worry that there will be a continual awareness of the fact that people have died, lost their lives, and the tragedy that, as you've seen, each day brings another death. So it's a tragedy that continues to unfold.
Before the volcano erupted last week, it was at level 2 alert, which was the highest alert before an eruption. Is there anger in town that people were allowed onto the island that day?
Well, those of us that live here are used to Whakaari blowing up every now and then. Where I live, I open the curtains and I can see it every day. It is a bit hazy at the moment, I have to say, from the bushfires that you're experiencing. But we can still see the island, and it does erupt from time to time, and it does send huge plumes of smoke up, and we just live with that on a daily basis. It's an active volcano.
But is there anger in the town at all?
No, just a tremendous sadness that visitors to this beautiful place have suffered such horrendous injuries and, in some cases, death.
So we talked about the immediate impact in terms of the tourism industry, particularly going into what is a traditionally peak period. As the local MP then, what do you want to see happen from here? Do you want to see tours to the island continue, for example, or do you want some sort of assistance to transition to a different kind of tourism for the area?
Well, I mean, I've been on the volcano several times, both by boat and by helicopter. It is an amazing experience, but each time you go, as with any adventure tourism, you know that you are taking a risk. So I certainly would like to see that opportunity remain, but there's a big process to go through to make sure that, you can never make adventure tourism safe, completely safe. But we do need to go through and make sure that, every precaution is taken. They may want to assess the level at which they allow people to go onto the island. Although I have to say the last time it erupted in 2016, it was at level 1. So, you know, it is a volatile volcano. But then New Zealand has a number of those. Our biggest ski field is on an active volcano, which erupts from time to time. So it all has to be put in perspective. But that's a process that we'll go through. The authorities will go through. The police are doing an investigation. Our safety workforce will go through a massive investigation, and that will take some time.
Anne Tolley, thank you for your time today. Of course, Australia's thoughts will be with the people of New Zealand today, as well as, of course, the many
families.
Australian families and friends.
That's here. Right. Yep. And we all send to those families our deepest sympathy and those families that have injured, we are all hoping for a full recovery.
Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Anne Tolley is the Deputy Speaker of New Zealand's Parliament. She's the member for the East Coast, which takes in the town of Whakatane.